107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Megan Smith-Harris is here with Stratford Film Festival. We know more great films are going to be happening here in Stratford. Megan, good to see you.
You too, Jamie. Happy summer.
Happy summer. And before we get to the next film that's being shown, let's talk about We Lend a Hand. How amazing was that get together?
It was incredible. In fact, I keep rewatching the director put together a video of our evening in Stratford, which we've posted, but I'm going to post again. But I watch it over and over again because it's just so fun. Mm-hmm. We had six farmerettes. We had the mayor make a cameo appearance in farm clothes with rubber boots,
twisted his arm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was a surprise to me too.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, and I think Martin's just made an appearance. So that was really fun. And we had Senator Robert Black, and it was. And we had macaron, and we had cookies, and lemonade, and a band, and it was just amazing.
Yeah, and great houses for these shows, for sure. So that's wonderful, and we got another movie, another film coming up, a comedy, can we say?
It is very much a comedy. Now, it's a black comedy, which are my favorite kind.
Okay.
Because sometimes it's on the edge,
on
but
the edge,
I like
yeah.
that. I okay. like that because I like things that surprise me. I used to be a comedy writer in my 20s and a comedy performer, so I really appreciate good comedy. And this film, I knew it had a great cast led by Kira Sedgwick. It also has a musical person in it. I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's got Cliff Method Man Smith.
Okay.
And he was an original member of the hip-hop collective Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay.
And he has been in all kinds of TV shows and movies, and he is it's an ensemble cast, but he's a real scene stealer in this. He made me laugh very hard.
Nice. And what's the title of the movie?
It's called Bad Shabbos. And Shabbos, for those of you who don't know, Shabbat dinner is on a Friday night. It's a Jewish custom. This is not a super conservative or super, they're just an ordinary Jewish family, right? And I was explaining that Shabbat dinner is kind of like, it does have some religious tradition, but it's kind of like, you know, Italians getting together after church for a family dinner. So it's a tradition that's followed. Mm-hmm. It's Friday nights. They light candles. They have a few prayers, whatever. And it's a time of family communion. This particular Friday night and this particular Shabbos doesn't all go according to plan, okay? So they have a wonderful son. They have two sons and a daughter, and one of the sons has fallen in love with a beautiful Catholic girl who's from Wisconsin, and her parents are coming in from out of town to come to this Upper West Side dinner. They know nothing about these traditions. They're a little bit wary, just as the Jewish family is a little bit nervous about meeting or hanging out with this girl and having her become part of the family. They are very, as a Catholic family, they're really not so sure about having a Jewish member of the family. And is she converting? Oh, yes, she is. So it sets it up. And then there is a major twist, an unexpected death that throws everything into a tailspin and really propels the film forward. And this director, Daniel Robbins, he has been influenced by the films of Ernst Lubitsch and Woody Allen and Mike Nichols, Nora Ephron. In fact, the lobby that was used in We've Got Mail for Tom Hanks' building, that's in this. He also loved films when he was growing up, like Meet the Parents and My Big Fat Greek Wedding. He used them for inspiration.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, and The Birdcage as well. So
okay.
Just that, you know, kind of meeting the other family members and what could possibly go wrong.
Yeah,
well,
a kind of a clash of cultures, but in a fun way.
You said it so much better than me.
No. It sounds like you've whetted our appetite for this fun movie. And again, you know, we're into summertime. Want some comedy, want some light
laughs. We need to laugh. I was just thinking about all the benefits of laughter, because sometimes you go, well, you're like Kate, you're laughing all the time. You know, you're a fun guy who enjoys things. But not everybody does. I mean, we've just, you know, you finish your taxes, you go to work, you've got, I mean, my house, we just had a plumbing emergency. So there's always something.
The news and everything.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And so I just figured laughter would be good. And laughter has a lot of benefits for your body. It can reduce stress hormones. And after you have a good belly laugh, it actually reduces your body's physical, reduces you physically for 45 minutes.
Okay.
After that.
Wow.
And it improves heart health, improves community, and it's just fun. Like,
yeah.
Who doesn't like to laugh?
And on that point, when you see something like this in a theater or, of course, at City Hall Auditorium, there's that collective laugh too,
yes.
As opposed to when you're watching it on a DVD or streaming or whatever.
Exactly, where you may go, huh, oh, that's cute. But when people laugh, there's nothing, but and you kind of look to the person beside you and you're like, wasn't that great? You know, like you really enjoy mm-hmm. yourself. And I just felt like it's summertime. We need that. I know some people are at the cottage, but for those of you who aren't, I think we're going to be giving away some free tickets as well. So
okay.
They should listen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If you want to buy tickets, you can go to stratfordfilmfestival.com. Just go to upcoming, and it's there. You can watch the trailer. It is a wonderful ensemble cast as well, and you will recognize, you may not recognize the names of the actors, but you will definitely recognize them because there's some great character actors.
Yeah, and again, if it's selected with Stratford Film Festival, you know it's going to be a great movie. So, show times.
So it's Saturday, July 12th. We're at 4 and 7 p.m., and there are still tickets available. They are selling briskly. And every time I do one of these interviews, they really sell. So people should go online. It's a great way to, you can go out, go to the movies and then go out for dinner
yeah.
or do the reverse. Go for a drink or an early dinner and then come to the 7 o'clock show. We're right at City Hall. We're right in the heart of things. There's so many fantastic restaurants and bars and things to do and places to walk. And it's a fantastic way to spend a summer evening.
I think so. So do get your tickets. We'll share it on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. And the title one more time?
Bad Shabbos.
Bad Shabbos. Get your tickets right now. Megan Smith-Harris with Stratford Film Festival, and we know more films are coming up.
Oh, lots more.
Yeah.
Lots more.
Details later.
Details to come.